Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning to all you online. We welcome you. Pardon me. What a great day it is. You know, any day to be in the house of the Lord is a great day. But it's not just on Sundays. It's Monday through Saturday is a great day to be with the Lord. We open up our hearts, we praise and we worship to Him, and we thank Him for all that He does for us. The title for today's message is The Spirit of Praise and Worship. What a way to start off the day than with a little praise and worship. Have you ever noticed you could be having a bad day, but when you start to praise our Lord Jesus Christ, everything starts to change. There is power in praise. In Psalms 100, verses 4 and 5, it says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His court with praise. Give thanks to Him, and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen, Jesus. Lord, we thank You today, Father. We thank You for bringing us together, Lord. We thank You for the message that You have given us, Father. We hope that it reaches and touches somebody, Lord, that it opens up someone's heart, and that they come to You today, Father. It is Your word, not mine, Father. And we thank You again in Jesus' name. Amen. When you hear that, it's about how much He loves us and making that connection with God. Throughout the whole Bible, it's filled with praise and worship. Think of your favorite song. That bridges love to your heart and praise to our Lord. Could it be an old hymn? Or one of my favorites is Amazing Grace, Our Chains Are Gone. When you hear it or sing it out loud, how does that make you feel? Imagine standing in the presence of God and feeling His love and His power. Feeling our hearts and every part of us come alive. Praise and worship serves as a bridge to connect all we are to God. In Psalm 63:1, it says, "O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Question: do you seek Him? Do you thirst for His living water? Remember, when we take part in praise and worship, we're offering ourselves to God. It makes our faith grow so much stronger. In the Old Testament, worship and praise are the foundation to the covenant between God and Israel. David, in 2 Samuel, it's chapter 6, verse 5, says, "David and the whole house of Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord with songs and harps, lyres, tambourines, and cymbals." And they were doing, as it, you know, they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back. And they stopped. And David took 30,000 people with him to do this. And can you imagine? 30,000 people all praising and worshiping, dancing, saying, "Lord, thank thank you, Father, for all that you do. You are great, you are pure, you are all that there is. Thank you, Father. David, wearing a linen, was dancing before the Lord with all of his might. David, without a care, was dancing and praising our Lord, even though his wife, Saul's daughter, was trying to get him to be quiet, saying what he was doing was not fit for a king. He would be a disgrace. And what would his people think about him? David kept going because he knew the Lord. He knew the Lord. And he loved him. Can you imagine seeing David not caring a thing about anyone? Just going around, turning, twisting, praising as loud as he can with everything he has in his whole body. And his wife tugging at him, going, David, don't do that. David, don't do that. But he didn't care because he knew God and God knew him. And he knew all that there was. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Think of Job. And all he went through, he lost everything, never stopped praising God. He knew for whatever the reason, God was in control. When it was happening, he didn't know why. But any normal man would have caved under. But Job's faith remained strong. Once again, all through the Bible, worship and praise are vital aspects of the believer's relationship with God. They are expressions of faith, gratitude, devotion, reflecting the glory of our Lord and Savior during both good times and bad times. Think about Paul and Silas. They were stripped, they were beaten, they were thrown in prison. Acts 16, verse 25 says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing, and the other prisoners were listening. Even in these times, we should praise. We never know what the Father has in store for us because shortly after that, there was an earthquake and the shackles flew off. The cell doors opened wide. They were all free. The jailer was going crazy because he didn't know what to do. He didn't understand. He knew he was going to be blamed. He was going to kill himself. But no. Paul brought him to Christ. He went down and he said, Lord, I understand. Thank you. How is Christ using you today? Do you boldly announce him to all, or do you keep it quiet? John chapter 4, 23 through 24 puts it this way. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit, which means he's not limited to one place. He's everywhere and can be worshipped anywhere and at any time. It's not where we worship, but how. You must be genuine and true. Open your hearts. Invite His Holy Spirit in. Give all to God, heart and body and soul, and feel His strength and love. It's amazing the power that He has and what He can do with you. As we talked about with Paul and Job and what they were going through, but God was there. He carried them on. Everything was David praising out as loud as he could and not caring what anybody did. Do you care if somebody sees you praise God? Do you want to do it in a closet hid from everybody? Are you willing to open up and say, Lord, Jesus Christ, you are my Savior. Only through you I come to the Father. Can you boldly pronounce that? Are you willing to boldly pronounce that? Think about it. Look at yourself. If you haven't made that decision, we invite you to. You don't know what's there. You don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know Christ, He's waiting for you. As we close for today, think about how you honor our Lord and Savior. Do you praise Him when things are good or bad? Do you worship Him once again out loud? Think about these things this week. Where does your heart lay? With all that our Father gives us, what are we giving back? Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for today, Lord. I know it's a short message, Father, but it was a message that you laid on my heart. It's about praise and worshiping you, Father. It's about the glory that is you. It's about the beginning and the end, and you are there, Father. We love you with all of our hearts, Lord. We bow down to you, Father. We come willingly to you. We give ourselves to you, Father, for you to do with us as you will, not our will, but your will in our lives, that we may lift you up in praise and worship. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Song. from a lady named Robin Romy. Robin Romy and Romine, I don't know how to pronounce it. And she said, please pray for me. I got diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And I cannot think of a worse death sentence than to hear stage 4 cancer. Let's pray for her right now. Father in heaven, Father, we pray for this Robin Romy, whatever her last name is, Father, we know that she heard this service, Father, because you sent her to hear this. Lord, we lift her up in prayer to get today, God. We know that this cancer declaration, God, is something that you can overcome, God. There is nothing too great for you. God, we are praying for a special gift of healing. God, we are praying for her family. We are lifting her up to you today, God. And come Wednesday night when we do our broadcast, we are going to speak again and let her know that we are a church in prayer for her. God, we pray that you would strengthen her during this time. And bring us all back to your house, Father. We praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What was that, 16?